Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's going on with y'all? Good morning, everybody. This is your boy, Tony Re-Up. This is the Re-Up Radio Show. Another Friday has come. After the show, you can download this show on iTunes. Will be explicit language, so watch out. And I feel like I'm the Ric Flair of this radio shit, so I feel like this is the way I should start my show today.
Let's be realistic for a minute. Am I cooking, huh? Let me take a look at this, huh? Is this what happened in professional wrestling, huh?
Very cocky. A lot of charisma.
The most well-known, the best-looking, the best-dressed, custom-made clothes, gold around my neck, Rolex watch around my wrist. My shoes cost more than your house. Drive a Lincoln Continental, a Mercedes, a Rolls, own a Corvette, live in the biggest house on the biggest side of town.
Jet airplane.
And I got a limousine sitting out there a mile long with 25 women just dying for me to go. Woo!
That's how I'm feeling. That's how I'm feeling today, real Ric Flair today. But, you know, we're going to talk about a few things on the show. Main topic being, why do women lie? I just don't understand it. Never made sense to me. Why do we lie to each other? Well, you know, we got some guests. We got some hosts. You know, we got my boy Dead End Scoob. We got some special call-in guests. We're going to check all that out. You know, I got some other things I need to talk about before that happens. But we're going to get to, you know, something I feel like represents this show very well, something that we should all be more. So check this song out, this Future Honest. We're going to get back into it.
That's what it
is. Dark Mars all on me on this, man.
Hey, what it do?
Rockstar, my swag on this, man.
Hey, what it do?
Everything inside it, girl, just kind of. Gold all of my neck, girl, just kind
of. Hey, what it do?
Yeah, I'm just honest. Got the club on smash. Yeah, name with no nigga hot, I'm just honest. Gold bottles, I'm just honest. 100,000 on watches, I'm just honest. Coops all on coops, I'm just honest. I keep a gang of bad bitches with me too. And we ain't never going back to what we used to do. I was gonna lie to you, but I had to tell the truth. I'm just being honest.
My piss coming back dirty, I'm just being honest. Got bitch kissing on bitches, I'm just being honest.
I'm a rockstar for life, I'm just being honest. Got a check coming right now, I'm just being honest. We done turned tough and flat, but then we're gonna hit unexpected. Ain't nothing but a dope boy, I'm just being honest. These niggas get shot for being honest. I fucked on the spot, I'm just being honest. I'ma stack it till it rot, I'm just being honest. Then I'm driving fire coupe, dash 200. Live a rich nigga life, I'm just being honest. Real street nigga ain't get nothing but some pain from it. Name with no nigga hot, I'm just honest. Gold bottles, I'm just honest. 100,000 on watches, I'm just honest. Coops all on coops, I'm just honest.
I
keep a gang of bad bitches with me too. And we ain't never going back to what we used to do. I was gonna lie to you, but I had to tell the truth. I'm just being honest.
That crack all of my drawers, I'm just honest. My diamonds ain't got flaws, I'm just honest. These hoes on sight, nigga, I'm just honest. We can ball all night, nigga, I'm just honest. You fuck, nigga, y'all don't need no struggle. You don't even know why, nigga, I hear hustle. Got flat strings and truck spot, I'm honest. Can't real with all you niggas, just too honest. Some bitches at the strip club, I'm just honest. To them niggas all out of the hood, I'm just honest. Mexico for life, I'm just honest. I came up shooting dice, I'm just honest.
Name another nigga hot, I'm just honest. Gold bottles, I'm just honest. 100,000 on watches, I'm just honest. Coops all on coops, I'm just honest.
I keep a gang of bad bitches with me too. And we ain't never going back to what we used to do. I was gonna lie to you, but I had to tell the truth. I'm just being honest.
Hey, what's going on, man? I'm just being honest, and that's what we all should do. But I'm going to welcome my co-host in here. Man, we got Dead End. Is you there?
Yeah, what it do, boss? What it do?
And we got the boy Scoob G Body Bag. Is you there?
You know I'm in this mug.
So, yeah, you know these are the co-hosts, man. You know, this is, we're going to talk it up, chop it up about a lot of things, man. But mainly what we're going to be talking about is liars today. We're going to get more into that. There's a couple things that I need to discuss. Anything y'all need to holler at the people about, man? Anything y'all want to say before I get into this kind of news, the letting people know some of the shit that's going on?
I'm ready to get into it with you.
Okay,
hell
okay.
Yeah.
That's what's
Shout
up, man.
Shout out to my nigga, Re-Up.
That's what's up, man. We, oh, yeah, free Gucci, man.
They done caught already.
Man, yeah, man. The man back in jail, man. His people called the police on him. They said he was kind of acting crazy, man. Got caught with a gun and some weed on him. So, man, we don't know when Gucci will be getting out of jail. So, free Gucci. I am, once again, the Gucci man of radio. Fuck you, nigga.
That's crazy. I'm listening to Gucci, man, right now, too, while we talk about this, fool.
Yeah, man. We gotta support Gucci, man. We're going to be chopping it up for Gucci, man. Letting, you know, we support real niggas. We got to do real shit. I don't really know the nigga a real nigga.
Well, we be racking in the industry.
I don't like to do that, man. I don't like to say the nigga a real nigga, cause I ain't never really kicked it with the nigga on a long term basis. I know my nigga's real, so. But I fucking don't say free Gucci, man. Free Gucci. Other shit, man. Listen, man. I'm tired of motherfuckers in Tiger Woods, man. Listen, man. Tiger Woods. I'm just gonna. This is my advice to Tiger. If anybody listening that know Tiger, this is my advice to Tiger. Tiger, if you want to start winning again, you need to go get you some pussy. Tiger needs pussy. When Tiger was getting pussy, he was winning, man. He need to go watch How to Be a Player. He need to go watch How to Be a Player, man, and get him so he don't get caught, man. That's what's wrong with a lot of niggas. They need to watch How to Be a Player.
That's true.
Yeah, so niggas watch How to Be a Player, man. Everything, I think things will be a little bit better for cats, man. Like I said, we do got some special guests. We're going to get into the topic of the day, why do women lie? Why do men lie, too? I don't understand why people, I mean, it just make no sense. I always was like on some, shit, if I want to do what I want to do, I'm going to do what the fuck I want to do. I ain't going to fuck with you. I ain't going to call you no.
Right.
Relationship if I want to fuck with other chicks. But like I said, we'll get more into that. We're going to chop it up. I had to find a female perspective. I hit up some people. So I do have a female on here. So you ain't just going to get the man side. We're going to listen, understand. Because women lie, too. They like to act like they don't lie. Swear up and down, we horrible. And everything they say is the Bible. But we know different. I know different. You know, shit be real. Shout out to Chief Keith. He finally paid that $20,000 for his child support.
I was going
to
ask about that.
I think he still got to go to jail and get that paid.
It shouldn't take a nigga to get locked up. It shouldn't take a nigga to get locked up to pay child support, though, man.
Bro,
especially when he got it.
We all got kids, man. And unfortunately, because we know each other, man, we all done had baby mama issues. I hate to call them baby mama.
Hell yeah.
Wow, but, I hate to call it that, too.
Like, I don't like to call my children's mother a baby mama, but that's what she is. I'm like, it ain't, like, you know what I'm saying? It just is what it is, man. And a lot of these women, listen, if you have a kid, man, if you have a kid by a woman, take care of your kid, man. Spend that time.
Right.
Do something, man. Like, I'm tired of these women complaining about bullshit. They do everything by themselves. No, you're not doing everything by yourself. If you get paid, if you get child support, if you get daycare, if you get food stamps or welfare check, somebody helping you, man. When me and had that kid, get that same help. I don't like to put a lot of my personal business out there, but I had my daughter for the first 4 years of her life, and they wasn't trying to give me shit.
It's rough for a nigga, man.
Yeah, man. They want to sit in class for a check, man. I went to school, man. I'm not going to get a check, man. I'm going to do what I got to do. Take care of mine, man. All these women, if you got a man that's trying to be there, no matter how he's trying to be there, man, it's not up to you. I don't know the state of Wisconsin, because this is where our kids was born at. I don't know what's going on with the state of Wisconsin, where they feel as soon as the baby come out, the woman should get all the rights.
You ain't lying.
I don't know how that works. How they determine that? I guess come out of you like, man, I put in on this too, but I don't know, man. It's some crazy shit going on. I don't exactly understand how the world works as far as the rights and shit, because it's just some crazy shit going on. But like I said, we're gonna get into our topic probably after this, man. We're gonna check this song. Got another song that relates to our topic. So we're going to let y'all listen to this, and then we're going to get into it. We're going to invite our special guest in, because we don't want them waiting on the phone all day. So we're going to chop it up about with. So check this song out. This is Yo Gotti. Men lie, women lie.
Hey.
Co-host back up in here, man.
What you doing? What it do?
Man, what's going on? You back, man. We back. Oh, so we gonna, like, yeah, I said, man, we gonna get back into this. We gonna get into the topic. We might as well get it started, man. So we gonna let people in on up. So 8215, we gonna put you on live. Hello, are you there? Hello.
What it do, bruh? Bang, bang.
Man, what's going on, man? I guess we We're going to have to wait on the special co-host. I just tried to get her in, but she ain't going, man. So, bro, so I'm gonna ask you, bro, man, what are one of those things that women just lie all the time about that you just can't stand, man? What is the number one lie that women tell to you, man? Or that you personally say? I ain't gonna necessarily say to you, because, you know, people get personal. Somebody might hear it and tell somebody.
Right.
What are those lies? You chop it up with your guys and like, damn, man, this chick told me the same shit, or I heard this shit too, man. What is that lie, man?
Man, that she thick or got friends, and when you see them, they completely thick. And they friends,
I could hear
not
you,
too. I said most females over the phone, they lie about the little small things. They lie about how they look, how they features is, but then when you see them, it ain't nothing about how they said it was. And then they got their friends that are lie for them in the background, like, yeah, this, that, and the other. But ain't nothing ever right.
Man, that's true. Let's try to get our other co-host back in. I don't know what he was doing, man.
Most dead.
You ready?
I'm back in.
Yeah, I know, man. You was doing some other shit, man. I had to put you on hold, man. I don't know what the hell you're doing. You're your whole world, man. You got to pay attention, man. But yeah, man, that's a big thing, man. Especially when meeting chicks off online or whatnot type shit like that, man. Let's try to get our other special guests in here, man. Let's see who this is. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's good, family?
Let the people know, man. Who is this, man?
My name is Tony Marley. I'm with Bank Music. I occupy the hood of Milwaukee.
That's what's going on, man. So we got Bank Music all over this joint, man. You know what I'm saying,
bank,
man?
Bank.
People, and I let you know I fuck with these people, man. But man, yeah, man. What is one of the lies that you hear women tell? Even dudes, whatever, man. Motherfucker lie about all kind of shit, man. I'm pretty sure you run into a lot of liars yourself. See a lot of bullshit. Fugazing is going on, man. What is one of the main lies you hear all the time from a woman, male, people? Period. Your mama.
Man, shit. The biggest lie that motherfuckers tell me is that they care about themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, you'll hear a motherfucker saying that they care about themselves, but they doing shit that hurt them. You know what I'm saying? They self. You know, oh, I'm trying to get in shape, but you smoking cigarettes. Oh, shit. I'm trying to lose weight, but you only eat at McDonald's. Oh, shit. I love the way God made me, but, you know what I'm saying, you keep weaving your head. You know what I mean? So that's probably the biggest one that I can think of. People just acting like they care about themselves, you know what I'm saying, when they barely even know themselves.
Man, I feel you on that. Man, but, hey, I'm going to tell you something about the food. I'm going to just talk about the food thing. Hey, I understand what you're coming from with the diet and shit and people to make diet. But you got to admit, man, you've been in the grocery store, I mean, with your woman, with your mama, with whoever, man, you go to the grocery store with yourself. You ever notice that the shit that's good for you way more expensive than the shit that ain't good for you? Even in restaurants, man, like,
hey, that's an urban myth, my nigga. That's an urban myth. Now I go shopping, you know what I'm saying? I only spend money on just to be honest, on weed and food, kinfolk. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's what I spend my money on, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So it's like, shit, at the end of the day, if I got 200 in stamps, it's going to work whether I'm going to buy all these, which is not even necessarily real food. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Or if I go to buy Outpost, I might have to make my meals a little different, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, man, eating good, you know what I'm saying, can be just as cheap. I got a garden in the back of my crib. I eat for free.
That's cool, because you know, you're going to do what you do. You innovative, but everybody not able to do that. I know when I go in McDonald's, it's like, okay, we get the McChicken for $1.05. The bullshit chicken with pork in it, because Nick chickens have pork in it.
Like, yeah, all of that shit. That's all, man, it ain't real food. That's all I'm saying. Like, I understand it's supposed to be cheaper, but you know what I'm saying? It's like, you can't pay for health, cuz. You know what I'm saying? You can pay for food. You can't pay for health once, you know what I'm saying, your immune system start declining. It's all bad.
You're right. But look at this. Okay, say you're going, I mean, like any, I shop at Pick and Save. I'm a Pick and Save person. That's just, I prefer Pick and Save because I feel like they produce and everything, they meet, it's shit better. You know, it's other places you can shop. I don't knock nobody for where they shop, but I'm a Pick and Save person. That's pretty much the only place I'm going to shop, unless it's for food, snacks, and cookies and shit, and I'm going to go to Aldi's. But when I go in Pick and Save and I see, okay, there's chicken with steroids and this and that and this and that, it might be $2 a pound. But if I go get the natural chicken, the chicken without the steroids and all the extra hormones.
Yeah, they tax it. They tax it for that.
It's $270. You know what I'm saying? So why
it's all about priorities, kidfolk. You don't go spend $200 or $100 on a pair of tennis shoes, but you can't spend $20 on a pack of chicken. You know what I'm saying? It's like shit. I hear you and I get you, folks, but it's that type of thinking that keep us moving in these circles where we hurting ourselves and not even because you it sounds like you know what's going on with McDonald's. They chicken nuggets ain't even real food, fam. They got yoga mat in their food. You know what I'm saying? It's yoga mat. Like if I'm going to yoga class, they got that in their burgers, fam. You know what I'm saying? So it might be cheap, but it's hurting me.
Oh yeah, I definitely understand that, but also understand, man, the whole eating healthy thing and man, listen, man, my great grandma's 95, man, and I'm gonna tell you right now, she ain't never had a good shake or a diet, nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Hell no.
95, she, you know, fat back pork from the south, real food, grease, real food, the whole chicken type shit. So you know what I'm saying? It's all a mindset. All this shit that they putting in our body, man, we going to eat it. I'm going to eat McDonald's. I ain't going to lie. If I'm driving down the street and I ain't ate all day and that's what's there at Wendy's, I'm going to stop. No, every time, every meal ain't going to be the perfect meal. You know what I'm saying?
No, I hear you. It's just, you know what I'm saying? We talk about lying. Don't lie to yourself and say that you're doing anything but hurting yourself. You know what I'm saying? Shit. My grandma, she 80, you know what I'm saying? She from the South, too. Straight from Mississippi, and she laying up in the hospital right now, you know what I'm saying, because she got heart problems, and she got diabetes, because that's how she been eating, too, and I know a lot of old folks who dealing with those same problems, you know what I'm saying, and it's, I understand, folks, you know what I'm saying, because, shit, we live in poverty, though, motherfuckers penny pinching, it's just like, where are you penny pinching at, is it really important, you know what I'm saying, because I'm thinking, okay, I got some Nikes on right now, you know what I'm saying, it really don't matter what shoes I got on right now in 2 or 3 years, but it do matter what I put into my body.
You're right. That's real. That's real shit. And I'm gonna keep it honest with everybody. I'm a shoe. You know, I'm a shoe person. Anybody know me? I
yes,
like
you
shoes.
Are.
And I'm gonna buy. You're right. I'm gonna go in Foot Locker, Playmakers, and go buy my Air Force Ones and spend $198. I ain't gonna lie. I get plugged. I'm getting plugged everywhere I go. I got friends, man. But yeah, I will. I will spend $80 and $90 for my shoes before I spend $290 a pound for some chicken. I'm not gonna lie, my priorities are fucked up. I'm gonna make sure my kids and shit straight, but I ain't gonna lie, I'm not the healthiest either. But let me try to get our other caller. She's been waiting a long time, and I tried to get her in, but apparently she wasn't there. So let's try this again.
I'm
Hello,
here. I've been listening the whole time.
Yeah, but I tried to get you. I pushed the button, and you didn't start
I've
talking
been here.
For me.
I've been here.
No. You wasn't talking to us. You didn't want to talk to us, Miss Lady. So I'm gonna ask you the same question I'm asking everybody else, man. So what is the biggest lie you hear? Whether it's relationships, whether it is what is the biggest lie that women and men, your mama, your cousin, what is that lie that they just seem to tell all the time? That you tired of hearing?
The biggest lie I've heard is, oh, that's just my friend. That's just your friend.
That's the biggest lie
that men tell. Okay. Is it impossible for men and women to be friends without having sex?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, because
yes.
For one thing, men don't think with their head, they think with their other head. That's what men do.
That's what boys do. Let's keep it correct in here. That's what boys do.
Hey, but right. you my friend, and I don't want to have sex with you.
See?
You're not my
that's
friend.
See, we ain't even friends now. But I'm saying that just on our conversation, just getting you here, we had to talk. It wasn't nothing sexual. All men don't want to have sex with every woman we kick with. But I want to break this down to the woman.
I didn't say all men.
No men. Like they said, it's a boy thing.
Well, I guess so. I guess that's just a boy mentality then. But I heard that plenty of times. That's just
okay,
my friend.
What about women when they tell the man, like, oh, this is my friend. I done known him since we were such and such. but they forget to indulge the information that, oh, yeah, we used to fuck with each other, and we've been fucking each other for a while, and I had a boyfriend in between me and him fucking. Like it's a lot of information. Is that a lie? When you withhold information, is that a lie?
Hell
yes. Because women don't disclose everything to men.
We know.
Why?
Everything. Women know how to do stuff and not get caught. Men, y'all like the fun shit that y'all
see,
do.
See,
y'all make
see, that's
y'all
a, hear me?
That's the thing. See, females sneaky. Females sneaky, why they lie.
Females are real sneaky.
Yeah, see, they sneaky why they lie, but a man, if he got a lie to the female, it's probably because of the simple fact that the female had to come up with a petty lie to tell the dude.
Just to get a
real man gonna keep the shit real. I mean, a fake nigga gonna go ahead and beat around the bush and sugarcoat shit and lie.
I'm gonna tell y'all, know what the thing I hate hearing most after a woman lie? It's like y'all got a code book or something. Y'all got some manual that y'all done wrote down that men can't see. I've heard this so many times. I swear I want to set women on fire. Like, if y'all lie and y'all get caught, it's like y'all got a rule book. And I heard this so many times, like, oh, I lied because I knew you was going to get mad.
Or I thought you was going to be hurt after it.
Or I lied because you don't believe nothing I say. Huh?
So, okay, so you know what? That's true. But you got some men who do the exact same thing. Oh, I just said that. I didn't want to hurt your feelings.
You're right.
Don't spare my
feelings.
Tell me
the truth. See, that ain't a real nigga. See, a real dude gonna be like, I'm gonna tell you the truth whether it hurt or not. Because if you get caught up in that lie, that's gonna be more drama.
And I'm gonna keep it real though. Real niggas do lie too. Like, they be.
Exactly. Thank you.
Real niggas only lie to
the police.
Real niggas only lie to the police. That's it.
Hey, we get in situations. And like, do you think?
You can't lie to the police then, because you shouldn't be doing shit that's gonna get yourself caught.
That's why you gotta back yourself.
I feel like I should be able to ride around in my car and do what I want to as long as I smoke my weed. And if the police come, I'm gonna tell them I wasn't smoking. That's my incident. I'm a liar. If I'm in the courtroom and my guy done did something, and I don't even know he really did it. Even if I did know, I'm lying. I'm going to keep it real. Real niggas lie to the police and the judge and the courtrooms.
You ain't got to lie to nobody else, you know what I'm saying, except for the system. We going to lie to the government and the system, but other than that, you know what I'm saying, shit, keeping it real. I stopped lying in high school, fam. You
I'm
going to lie.
I hear you.
You know what I'm saying? But, man, I ain't got no reason to lie.
Because you lying right now.
Man, shit, when you got your own place to stay, you got your own car, you got a job, you ain't got no reason to lie to a woman or a man. You know what I'm saying? I hear what you're saying, but just because you lie to everybody, don't try to project that off on me.
Everybody.
Hey, listen.
Look, she lying right now. She like this. How you find out?
Like,
right here,
you go say that. How you going to put me on blast and say, I lie to everybody?
Probably not everybody, but people usually project the way that they are off on other people. So if I be like, oh, I don't lie to people, and you're like, yeah, yes, you do. You really saying you do, but you don't want to say you do.
I never lied.
Hey, we're going to take a break. We're going to get back into it. I'm going to play this dead-end ball, and we're going to get back to this topic, man. So check this out, man. This is my boy Dead End Bank Music Zone.
Bang, 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 bang.
What you think that you hot?
Shit, I know that I'm hot.
What you think you got the spot?
Shit, I know I got the spot.
What you think? Got it,
shit, I know I got a lot, but one thing the nigga know is that I got enough to most of the time I'm getting paid. Can't see my eyes behind them shades. Only if you knew I was getting blazed. 24/7
7, I be on Glade. Hit them all up in costume J. Smoke every day is just a phase. After I break that, I'm still gon' blaze. Ain't no change, I'm the same old mate. Same map, home is the same old way. Bad bitches all in my face. Trying to get a nigga to spend that case. I ain't tricking, or it ain't that case. I ain't say no hoe, I don't need no cake. All I need is faith and money in the safe. And a nigga be straight, I be on my way. Free up, double up in the same day. Then I double up, triple up the next damn day. I'm ballin' like MJ, but my baseline won't fade away. Money always turn to me. I'm a follower, only to the green. I'm a leader, though, and the king. I'm a baller by any means.
What you think that you hot?
Shit, I know that I'm hot.
What you think you got the spot?
Shit, I know I got the spot.
What you think you got it all?
Shit, I know I got a lot. But one thing a nigga know is that I got enough to ball. No crime at all, but you think you high shit, not at all. Cause I know I'm hot, is that a problem, dog? You ain't talking money, I can't hear y'all. Matter of fact, my nigga, I'm nowhere near y'all. I'm on the top, and I can't not fall, and I can't not fall. No, not at all, cause I got a ball to the final call. Don't need the shop, cause I got them all. Don't need a foot, cause I got the ball. When I touch down, I made the call. Sir Quinn, the coach, I'm gon' ball. No referees, no call, no fouls, no technicals. Now I'm gon' ball, nothing hectic, bro. Cause I need it all, so respect it. Like you following laws, just respect it. I'm breaking jaws, pause. Give it to him, Eddie Murphy Raw. These niggas really don't want a dog. When it's time to go to war, a nigga go to war. Never enough money for me, I'ma always need more. Spend money in stores, re-up once more. So I can have enough to haul.
Yeah, what time it is? 17. Oh, God, keep flipping forever and roll. In my Robin G, you got 30 fucking problems. If you think about robbing me, I gotta kill a nigga, wag money, and then go overseas. Gonna pull me over there like this, cause I got so much money on me. And I gotta give people with me, so I got so much more money on me. And I got this nigga with me, with this dirt stuff, over no gym on me. But you better prep your life, bro. Where you run for me? Me and you cost 100 some cheap, but I still got Ferrari money on me. And I feel like T.U.P. ATK, all eyes on me. C-O-G-B-E, G-L-O-G-A-N-G. I'm gonna live over there every day. I got so much cake on me. I smoke so much stuff. Let's go.
So yeah, man, what's going on, man? That was Gucci Mane, Chief Keef, man. So much money. We're gonna get back at it. We're gonna give the young lady a little more time to talk. Another one of our co-hosts. We got some more calls coming in, but we're gonna holler at school, man. Is you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, what's going on, Miss Lady, man? You there?
Yes, I am.
See, I ain't want us to badger, you know. We got the other co-hosts dead in. We got special guest Tony Marley, you know. We got them. They ain't going nowhere. But I want to give you more time to talk so we can hear you, get your perspective. So, with the lies, when do they stop? How do they stop? When do we all stop lying? Like, is it like an age thing? Is it a, I don't really give a fuck about this person? Do you believe the whole mentality that people only lie to people they care about?
No,
yes.
I don't believe that.
I believe that. I do.
Okay.
The only reason why I say that is because a lot of people don't know how to be real. The truth hurts, and a lot of people don't want to face up to what the truth is, so they just cover it up with lies, and lies equal more lies.
I was just finna say that.
So I'm saying, how can you say you care about a person but you're lying to them?
Right.
Like the saying goes, you hurt the ones you love most. I don't know. When
okay,
do they stop?
So with that being said, you believe that you can cheat on a person and still be in love with them, right?
Not necessarily. No,
I'm saying, like,
not necessarily.
Most dudes don't cheat with, like, it ain't like I love the next chick. I just wanna hit, like, you know what I'm saying? Just on some horny, she wanna fuck, I wanna fuck, like, cause it's their type shit. Like, I don't wanna jag off and this pussy right here, so she throwing it at me.
I hear that.
The difference between the reason why men cheat and the reason why women cheat. Men cheat because, yes, opportunity presents itself. And y'all just don't know how to say no. Women, it's a deeper issue as to why women cheat. Women cheat because maybe they not getting attention at home from their man, you know. He's not paying her no attention, so she's going to catch the attention from the next dude who is going to pay her attention, like the saying goes. You know, if you're not there, then shoot. Hey.
That's bullshit.
What type of attention do you need?
Who won't do, somebody else going to do for me. If you're not paying me attention, somebody else going to pay me some attention.
Y'all got a reason. Y'all got so many bullshit reasons for cheating. Listen.
It's not. No, it's not bullshit reason to why women cheat. Women don't just go out to cheat because they want to cheat.
No, y'all just don't say that, but that's what y'all do. You just don't, y'all don't admit it. Y'all always got these, y'all always like to talk around.
Fake ass ideas about shit, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Women cheat
like,
just
y'all like,
do
y'all
it.
Like to portray that y'all do everything on this whimsical. It was a reason, it was logical why we didn't know.
Right.
You didn't want to.
It is logical.
No, it's logical that you see this man every day.
I want it. Ain't no reason.
You see this man every day. You talk to this man every day. Why don't you just break up with him? If he that bad that you got to go cheat with somebody else, why don't you just leave him?
True, because you know maybe you don't want to. It's not always about leaving. It's not about that. You know, it's a wake-up call.
A wake up
call? Obviously, I'm telling you something. If I have to go out and cheat with somebody else in order for you to wake up, then obviously you ain't doing something that you're supposed to be doing.
So you had to.
That'll make a nigga wake up all right and move around.
So you gotta. So you think putting your lips or putting the next cock inside you it wakes us up? So
hey,
like
I'm not saying me personally.
We not take none of this as part. Listen, we got fam. We all got fam. We just talking right now. You just the women perspective. No other woman called. You decided to call other chicks. If they feel different, then they know the number is 646-915-9644. Right now, you talking for women. So it's not nothing personal we taking against you. We don't know what you do. We don't know your personal life. But what I'm saying is, that's not a wake-up call.
But, you know, I'm not saying all women. You know, you do got some women out here who just be like, you know, I don't give a fuck. I'm just going to go out, do me, do what I want to do, fuck whoever I want to fuck.
So I'm saying, I'm just going off what you said as a wake up call. So like when you go fuck the other dude, do you go tell your boyfriend, husband that you fuck somebody?
Hell no.
Okay, so how the hell is it a wake up call if the man don't never know you did it? Unless he find out.
If he find out, then I'ma tell him. But if he don't find out, I understand nothing.
But do you want him to?
I ain't mad at her. Fuck it then. That's how she rocking.
Do you want him to find out though?
I don't know.
See,
but like I said, women go about things different ways. You know, like I said, you got some women who don't care. Be like, hey, look, you wasn't doing it, so I went and found it somewhere else.
But you can't use that as logic if you're not gonna go tell him or you don't really want him to find out. It's a wake up call. Like that ain't no wake up call if you're not telling him. Like you don't really want him to know. When you going to fuck that dude, you ain't finna go tell him. You're not finna go do that. So you can't say it's a wake up call if you don't want him to really find out. You ain't finna leave evidence. You ain't finna leave a note. You ain't finna leave no traces. If the nigga said, oh, that's some good pussy, you ain't gonna leave that text in your phone.
Right.
So it's not really a wake-up call. How can you say that's a wake-up call if you ain't really trying to get caught? Nobody cheats to get caught.
That's true.
Ain't nobody finna go fuck somebody and say, oh, well, I'm using this as this is my leverage. You wasn't doing what you were supposed to be doing. So that's why I'm fucking the next person. I feel you. I mean, like I said, women try to put more thought into things, but that don't mean it's more thought. But I'm finna let my boy Tony Marley back on the line, man. Is you there, Brody?
Yeah, I'm here, K-Po.
Okay, man. That's what's up, bro. Man. So what you think about what she just said, man?
I think she was kind of jacking, but kind of keeping it real. At the end of the day, most of the women who I know who have candid conversations with me keep it real and say, you know, that they cheating either because they're not getting that emotional support at home, but most of the time it's because they man can't fuck. And, you know what I'm saying, it's different between being a man and a woman because every time we enter a woman, we gonna bust. You know what I'm saying? But that don't necessarily mean that the woman gonna bust every time. If you're not satisfying your woman right sexually, she gonna creep and get some good dick.
Like, man, hey, I ain't gonna lie, man. The best I don't like to really, but it's the truth to me. I mean, if we got men on here, so they gonna agree or they ain't gonna agree. But man, the most time, men, like I said, man, all pussy. The best pussy to us is new pussy. And that, I'm
hey, but is it ever different than the last? Like the actual, you know what I'm saying?
No, it's not. Like people, women, like we listen, man. We built that up. We build chicks up like, oh, your pussy sold it. Man, listen, I'm going to keep it real. I done fucked a lot of chicks. And only thing that's different and new, like, it's a new chick. She just looked different. She smelled different. Her bed different. her skin tone, like, pussy is pussy, man. Listen, if it's bad pussy, I'm going to come.
It's
like, I'm still going to come.
I'm about to say, how many instances have you went inside a woman and not came?
pussy is not pussy, just like
what?
Dick is not dick.
No, that's true. It's true. Pussy is pussy.
Y'all like to believe y'all pussy is different. Y'all fool. How do you know? You ain't never had your own pussy.
Thank you.
Well, I know that, but shit, I've had dick, and I know it ain't all the same.
But that's what I'm saying. Dick and pussy is different. That was my whole point. That dick and pussy is different.
Exactly.
Every pussy is great. Everyone.
Pussy is all good. Listen, I had to fake one time. This one chick was just super whack. Like, I ain't gonna lie. Like, that was the first time I had to be like, God damn, man, this shit weak. I just wanted it to get over. But I'm going to jag off and get, listen, man, we don't listen. Jack, we going to get the same feeling. The nut is going to be the nut. We prefer to have some pussy do it, but it's the same nut. Like, pussy is not really different. Like, it's, listen, all men, if you really care and you want to spend the time on a pussy, it's going to get wet. But most of the time, like, dog, we don't want to do that with every chick. So we hoping you already like that, so we ain't got to do that. Every chick going to get wet the same. You just got to take care, and you got to take the time. I'm just not going to take the time with every chick I'm fucking with. Like, it's just pussy. I just wanted to fucking go home. I'm not going to play with you and kiss. I'm not going to kiss. I'm not going to hold your hand. I'm not going to kiss on your neck. You don't do that with every chick. And some chicks need that to get wet like the other chick. And some chicks just come like that. Some chicks just naturally always ready to bust it open and get down. And that's what it is. But there's no big difference in pussy. I've had a lot of sex. And I've had a lot of chicks. There's a lot of chicks that's different. Like, they act different, but the pussy is the same. Like, we really react on what they be doing while we fuck. Hey, we got a new caller. This 5179 number. I'm going to get them online, see what they talking about. Hey, what's going on? You on air. What's going on? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, caller?
Hey,
talking
what's
to.
Going on? This is Shay.
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, homie?
I'm gonna start off by asking you the same thing I ask everybody on the topic of the show, man. What's the biggest lie? What's the lie you tired of people telling? What you want to talk about? Let me know.
Biggest lie from anybody? Doesn't matter who.
Any mama, cousin.
Okay, auntie. The biggest lie I can't stand is I'm going to pay you back.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I feel like, you know, you get to a certain age, you just give if you got it. Don't expect it back, because when you have high expectations on people, you know what I'm saying, will disappoint you. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't lie and say I'm going to pay you back when you know you're not going to pay back.
Yeah, man, I only give motherfuckers money that I can stand to lose.
Exactly.
Anything over that, I'm gonna come knock on your door. So what do you think about women lying? Why do y'all lie so much? Ain't that funny how I'm asking you that?
Right. You know what? People lie because people lie. Period. You know in your head exactly what you're gonna say. You know exactly what you want to tell somebody. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you can call it a lie if you're just blatantly lying because you want to hide something. Or sometimes you might not tell everything. You might tell something, but not all of it. You know what I'm saying? Just so that you don't, you know what I'm saying, bust your own self out, or just to save face. You know what I'm saying? So
that's still a lie.
It all depends. But it's still a lie. A lie is a lie. And it doesn't matter how old you get. You know what I'm saying? There's people that's in their 80s still lying to themselves. You know what I'm saying? So it doesn't. There's no age limit on that.
Why do women get with cats? Like, why do they get in relationships knowing they want to fuck around? Like, the friend zone. Like, is it, like, really, like a...
But see, that's the problem. Like, you know, when you're in a relationship, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't have friends. You can't have single friends. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can be cordial. You can communicate. You can say what's up and all that stuff. But hanging out on a regular basis, like, you know, you have to respect your relationship. You know what I'm saying? First and foremost. So, I mean, there should always be a boundary. I mean, you got people that you cool with, you got love for these people, you know what I'm saying? You can talk to them. Ain't nothing wrong with talking and speaking and saying how you doing, you know, but it's that physical, you know what I'm saying, communication that has the breaking point. You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't be spending more time with your homies than your man or your woman.
What I'm saying, when men have female friends, like, you might go from one instance, like, y'all might talk, like, y'all might have sex or whatever. Can you have a friend that used to be your sex partner? Can you, like, get in a relationship with a person?
Yes.
can you kick it with that person? Like, can y'all hang out?
Yes.
I don't know if I feel
what you mean? There is no possible way that you can't, you know what I'm saying? Because if you were never friends, how would you even, you know what I'm saying? You got to be friends first while you were dealing with that person. You know what I'm saying? Like, if y'all was cool, like honestly, all my exes, I'm still cool with. You know what I'm saying? If I had a relationship with you, I'm still cool with you. Like, I don't never want to break up on bad terms and be like, man, fuck that nigga, or, you know what I'm saying? He'd be like, fuck that bitch every time you see me. Because, for one, Milwaukee, you're going to run into that person eventually. You know what
I'm saying?
And
when you break up with a person, it ain't bad. Like, what the hell is that? Like, I hear people say that all the time. Tony, man, maybe I want to get people understanding that. When people say we broke up but it wasn't on bad terms, then what we break up for?
Because maybe it was the wrong timing. Right person, wrong timing.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, everything happens for a reason. That doesn't mean you can't be friends with a person. Maybe you're just not meant to be with that person. You know what I'm saying? On that type of level. But you can still be an impact in that person's life somehow if they made an impact in the beginning. You know what I'm saying? Like, if y'all cool, you know what I'm saying? Y'all all adults. I don't understand why you got to break up on bad terms. You know what I'm saying? If it's not there, if the relationship is not there, then it's not there.
I mean, I respect that. Well, I mean, I got friends. We cool.
Wait.
You know, we cool. No, for real. This is my homie. Like, for real. This is my.
On the real.
You can be friends with exes. For real. You can. We friends. Like, for real. We cool. Like, we real friend. This is my real life ex. But she cool. That's my dude. Like, for real. We on the real. But it's like, I'm going to keep it real, man. My girlfriend can't have male friends. Like, you can't be my
okay,
girlfriend.
Okay, Ike.
I'm not.
Damn, but that's not fair. That's not right, though. And that's not right. On the real, that's not right.
If you can have female friends,
then why she can't have male friends?
Because I know niggas. I know men.
But what are you then?
Listen, thank you. I'm a man, and that's why.
But you got female friends.
Jay.
That you've been with.
Listen, do me and you kick it when I'm in relationships?
No.
Exactly.
No, we don't kick it. We'll speak, we'll check on each other. You know what I'm saying? But we don't kick it.
Exactly.
Even when I was in my relationship, we didn't. We didn't kick it.
No,
it's
why?
A boundary. That's what I'm saying. There's a boundary.
Because we're friends, and friends know that you got to respect. Like, you can't. We cool. We always going to be cool. Like, they ain't never going to stop, but we ain't finna be kicking it. Like, I can't call you and, like, come over to the crib and we kicking it. We ain't going to go there.
Right, exactly.
We know, because we can't do that.
But why can't she have a dude that she's been knowing, you know what I'm saying, that maybe she's known longer than you, that she grew up with. You know what I'm saying? Like, why can't they be cool, like, you know, hi and bye, what up?
Yeah, hi and bye if
serious?
You see me in the grocery store.
Dude, you so.
I'm dead serious. Hi and bye if you see me in the grocery store. Like, if you see him in the grocery store, y'all can say what up. But all that texting and hell no. None of that.
Dude, you need to stop.
None of that.
That's so whack. On the real. You know that's mad whack. Come on.
No, it's not whack. I'm not going. Let's get dead in back on this conversation. What's going on, bro? You back in here?
Right.
Yeah, but like, I'm not doing it. Hey, bro, how do you feel? How do you feel about your girlfriend having male? Like, you got a girlfriend, you in a relationship. How do you feel about your girl having male friends?
Man, not at all, man. Not at all. If I'm in a relationship, I ex all my female friends out. Because if I'm in a relationship, that female that I'm in a relationship with, she going to be my friend, my buddy, my kicking and smoke buddy, whatever. I shouldn't have to go outside of what I have to get respect from what I got.
But you're not going outside.
But we got niggas.
Going outside is having other female friends. Like, if we going out to kick it with these females, that's just like if you were.
So
female,
you don't got
you
people that you grew up with, that you cool with, that's a female?
Kiss. I mean, yeah, I do, but I don't kick it with them once I have a relationship.
No, not kicking. I'm talking to, like, just saying hi and bye. Like, you don't.
High and bye ain't only when you see each other. Texting and internet and all that conversation stuff, nah.
You don't conversate with no females on Facebook or nothing when you in a relationship?
I mean, when I'm in a relationship, I reply, I talk to everybody because I promote music anyway. So, of course, I talk to everybody, but I also make sure when I'm in a relationship that I show that person that. So
there's a boundary, right? But there's a boundary, though.
Yes, it's always a boundary, but if a female have a man friend, no, not at all. None of that late night texting, none of that.
So why? Well, I'm going to tell you why. Because, listen, if you say y'all known each other for a long time, have you? Do you got any long-term, like, your buddy from back in the day? Like, I don't know, women do that you ain't never had sex with?
Yes.
Man, I don't trust
well,
this.
if we was in a relationship, he would be out of the picture.
But that's what I'm saying. There's a boundary. I wouldn't be hanging with him. I wouldn't be out kicking it with him, nothing like that. I'm just saying, higher vibe.
Y'all call me dogs all the time, and dogs are territory. Dogs don't let other dogs hang around their tree. You're not hanging around
my
tree.
You're not going to leak in my yard.
Here y'all go.
You're not going to leak in my yard.
Then I got to come out there and see it.
See, niggas having a pissing contest, and at the end of the day, if that's really your queen or that's really your chick, you know what I'm saying? She ain't going to do nothing anyways. I'm not going to keep the woman who I'm with from having male friends or any friends because at the end of the day, if she mine, she's going to be mine.
Exactly.
Saying you can't have male friends ain't going to keep her from having male friends. You just ain't going to know about them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Shit. If you mind, you can be friends with whoever you're going to be friends with as long as they're genuine friendships. Are you going to be spending time with men who are pursuing you? No. But, you know what I'm saying, if you had a guy who you've been fucking with for, you know what I'm saying, whatever, y'all ain't never had no sexual, you know what I'm saying, connection or anything like that,
mm-hmm.
then shit, I don't mind you going to his birthday party, you know what I'm saying,
right.
shit, y'all going out to lunch or something like that, as long as I'm informed about it, and you know what I'm saying, I don't hear from nowhere else, we good.
So you mean to tell me you would send your girlfriend out, like you allow your girlfriend to go to lunch with another man?
What you mean, allow? She a grown-ass woman.
God, I'm so glad you said that. Did you say allow?
No, I'm just saying, like, she got no position.
Allow?
Like, she got no position, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, shit, if she say, oh, I'm going to lunch with Sam Whoopity Lamb, and she tell me this before she do it, then I'm fine with that. You know what I'm saying? I have lunch with women all the time who I'm not, you know what I'm saying, in a relationship with because we building on some black power shit or something in the community. You know what I'm saying? I feel like adults can't have friendships without having sex.
But every time, but all y'all talking about is business. That's business.
My best friend, I knew since we was 6 years old at Hopkins Elementary, and I talked to her all the time. And we not talking business. We talking about what's going on in her life, what's going on in mine. You know what I'm saying? What's up with moms and pops, whatever it is.
Do y'all be going to lunch together?
You say what?
Do y'all be going to lunch together?
Yeah, we don't get to do it as often because she don't stay here in Milwaukee. She stay in Madison going to school and shit. But when she comes to town, I always take her out to breakfast or some shit.
I respect cats who do that, and I respect. But listen, I'm telling you, listen, it's not about a possession. It's not a property. It's not trying to be controlled. It's not that, man. It's just, listen, I'm not sending my, it's just certain things you chew, I'm not going to do. I know I'm not a thief. I'm not a robber. I don't steal from people, but I'm not going to work in no bank. I know I can't work in the bank. He works in the bank.
Ain't gonna
work.
You got a point with that,
though.
You can't compare that, though.
Yes, it is. Because
no.
I know if I'm around that much money every day, I'm going to get tempted. You don't put yourself in situations that might, shit that might happen.
Well, that,
listen,
that works for you, though, because you know you're going to cave in a temptation.
Somebody got to have willpower, dog. Somebody got to have discipline, because it's like shit. You know what I'm saying? It's always going to be more dick around. I can't keep all the dicks from away from whoever I'm talking to, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Shit. It's always going to be a dick around. She going to indulge if she want to indulge, fam. Whether
exactly.
you know about her having a friend or not, if she want to indulge, she going to indulge. You just catch you a queen who ain't know that, and you ain't got to worry about that. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you, but
you
I
better,
can feed
you
my,
say that.
You can feed lions, and I'm not going to go play in the goddamn lion cage. I don't care. They can be fooled. Listen, it's cool. I respect the security of your manhood. I respect you being a man and respect. Man, listen, I'm not listening. It's certain shit I'm not doing. I don't give a fuck how many times you feed lions. I'm not going to play in their pen. It's just like, no, it's here. It's here. I might do this. But I got a new caller. 0419. I'm finna put you on the line, so check me out. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, did you hear me?
Oh, what's going on with you, Brody, man?
Shit, what's happening, big bro?
Man, nothing, man. You hearing what's going on, man. I'm going to ask you like I done asked everybody else who done called here today, man. What's the biggest lie from anybody that you hear all the time, man?
Man, the biggest lie, dog. Man, I can't even tell you, but I hear so many.
Hey, know what one of the biggest lies I hear all the time is, like, niggas be like, man, I'm a real nigga. I'm tired of niggas being real niggas, man.
So you want to be fake? If you really, you shouldn't have to say it so much.
No, because, I mean, listen, when a nigga a liar and he a bullshitter, that's him being real. That's what he really is. So we can't really judge if he a real nigga because that's what he do. If you a lying ass faggot,
but
that's
what you is. Hey, Big Bro, if you a real nigga, though, you ain't got to say it. You just show it.
Exactly.
Yeah, man. I mean, well, listen, man, sometimes you got to tell him. Cause, I mean, the people good at faking, man. Like, it's a lot of frauds, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
it takes a long time. Just like women. You can be around a chick a long time. Like, women always like to say, like, I be like, dog, you knew that nigga wasn't shitting from the beginning. Like, oh, he was faking and lying. Like, come on, man. Like, you knew that nigga wasn't shit. Like, why you have a baby with a nigga who ain't shit? You knew that nigga wasn't shit.
If you got good eyes, though, you gonna look past that shit. If a motherfucker faking or not. Cause I know I see that shit. I don't give a fuck if a girl thinks she 100, all this, saying this and that. Man, I look past all that shit to see what she really on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's just a lot of time, man. It's a lot of time. We do a lot of time getting to know more. It just, man, motherfuckers, you don't know who you getting to know no more. Motherfuckers be 22 different people. Like, goddamn, like, who is you today? Like, man, listen, I'm a straight up person. So, like, you know, I don't like to give people the false hope that it's going to be okay. So, if it's a chick, like, I tell you off top, you got male friends, I ain't fucking with you. I'm just keep it real. We can be cool, and if we gonna be on some fucking, like, we can fuck, but we ain't finna be in no relationship. I'm not being in no relationship with nobody that got a bunch of, no, man, like, listen, if that dude, you better have a brother or cousin.
That's really true, though.
What if it's gay niggas? You know, females hang around gay niggas.
Listen, that's another thing. Listen, you got gay niggas. Listen, I'm gonna tell you, cause no bullshit. Like, I had somebody I was dating, and she had a gay ass friend, and like that was her best friend. Like, that was her best friend, and I just found.
Let me guess. He turned around and fucked her. On what?
No, this nigga real he real life homosexual, bro. Like, no, listen, but she wanted me to meet him type shit. Like, and that's why we broke up. I don't want to meet dog. When a girl got a gay friend, do they talk about your sex? Like, that's got a gay. Like, I don't want no girlfriend that's talking.
Yeah, because he's still looking at you with that eye.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
Because he think he's a female, so he looking at you too with that eye. Like,
that's
too weird for me. You know how chicks be like, oh, well, you know, however they talk to gay fags, I don't like the way they talk to their females. I guess, like, oh, he got a big.
But you shouldn't even be talking about your sex life anyway.
But chicks do it all the time. You know,
nah, bump
that.
I'm too old for that. No, you don't need to know about what I'm doing.
You probably got a friend right now that be trying to tell you what her man be doing.
No, we cut that conversation short. But you know, we're having older friends. You know, we don't get down like that. We don't.
Listen.
Don't talk about sex.
I ain't convinced on that. I know old chicks who do that.
When I was 20, 21, yeah, I was. You know, we have conversations like, yeah, he was good to this, but once you start realizing them same bras you telling that shit to is out here lurking and looking at your niggas with the side eye, and, you know what I'm saying? You realize, you learn that lesson, like, nah, ain't no other bra finna know what I'm doing behind them closed doors. That's my business.
Tell
my business only.
Can't tell all your business.
You can't tell them all that.
Let's clarify this now. My girl can't have male friends, gay or straight. I gotta play a couple songs, man. We're gonna get back to this topic, cause, man, for real, man, this is real shit. So thanks to everybody for calling. We're gonna play this shit and we're gonna get back to it.
And we going Harlem, baby. Mace, camera, ain't that bird. Listen.
And I'm with my honey. You got, you know, the haters. They wanna be tough guys on the side. Hit you with the ice grill, you know. Thanks to your boys and what you girls stand. Little do they know. The girl, roll harder than you over there. Some of your niggas. Now what the hell are you looking for? Can a young man get money anymore. Let my pants sag down to the floor. Really do it matter as long as I score? Can't my car look better than yours? Can I have a bad bitch without no flaws? Come to see me without no drawers. In a stretch Lex with about 10 doors. I was murdered, P. Diddy named me pretty. Did it for the money, now can you get with me? People wanna know who is he? He get busy, spray so much dizzy. Girls get dizzy. Niggas on the block, no makes my toe. One thing about Harlem World, we all got dough. 98 Tahoe, Tommy and the Roscoe. Case I'm ever chased by Donnie Brasco.
Why you over there looking at me?
I can't get mad cause you look at me. Cause on the real, look at me. Yo, it always be the haters that be sitting in the rear. Dissing every year, but they better listen here. You cats keeping it real, you cats is on your own. Cause being broken alone is something I can't condone. Plus, it won't be long till they send me the throne. Sit gently while I'm on the Bentley phone. Why you don't like me? Cause I'm mad fly and icy. And why you can't satisfy your wifey? And if it wasn't for this bad boy exposure, CD TV's really what I know ya. Now me and Blink float in the Gold Rover, so it's only right you get the cold shoulder. And if you got a girl, don't be real committed, cause Mace will hit it, you got to deal with it.
You
don't stop, we won't stop, you don't stop, come on.
You
don't stop, we won't stop, you don't stop, come on. Greek fest, it's hot and sandy. I rent scooters, I'm with my family. Tank top, flip flop, really nothing fancy. But get approached by a girl named Tammy,
like
who look good enough to be Miss Miami. But say since I'm a peeps, call her Candy. Then she start to ask about a Leanne Brandy, telling me how she met Puff down at the Grammys. He ain't tell you I was the one with no panties, boo. You know how many he need with no panties. Please, tell me something that I don't know. Like if we have sex, you don't want dough. And if it's not a problem, you can meet me at 10. I'll be in room 112 and bring four friends. And if you gon' hit me, it gotta be a quickie. And please, no hickeys, cause wifey's with me.
That's right.
Why you over there
don't
looking
stop.
At me?
We won't stop. We don't
here.
Stop. Come on.
Why you over there looking at me?
You know
me? Why my girl standing here?
Do you like what you see?
Why you over there looking
Why
at me?
Why you looking at me?
Why my girl standing here?
I don't like what you see.
Why you over there?
Just Blaze.
Oh, baby.
Killer. All the girls cheat her. Look at his chick. Look at his car. All I say is, look, mommy, I'm no good. I'm so hood. Clap at your soul. Just sober. That means after it's over. Killer. I'm not your companion or your man standing. Don't hit me when you want to get rammed in. I be scrambling.
That's right.
With lots of monsters. Shot for lobsters. Cops and robbers. Listen, every block is She liked the way I diddy bop. You peep that.
Oh, you
Make
on
Maury kicks plus Chanel ski hat. She want the, so I give her the. Now she screaming out.
Killer,
she's playing with herself. Can't dig it out. Lift her up. Ma, it's just a deal. Get it out. Pick on up. They want the boy Montana with guns with bandanas. Listen to my homeboy Santana.
With the, I'm telling ya. Put a shell in ya. Now he's bleeding. Get him. Call it. He wheezing, he need it, he's screaming. Damn, shut up, he's snitching. This bitching, he's twisted. If Fed was listening, damn, I'm in trouble, need bail money. Where the f*** is my, I got trust for my, that's why I f*** with my, that's my. He gon' come get us, he got love for us, that's my.
When he got caught with the, we went to court for the. Just me and my
cry, girl, when the cops come. Squatting. Yeah, this is for the sports car. Benitas, Jimmy's, PJ's, old school, 18th at the sports bar. 8 or 9 on a holla at your boy. Killer, holla. Listen, it's the DIP plus the ROC. You'll be DOA, your moms will say. Ain't no stopping them guns, we got a lot of them. Matter of fact, guru, start popping them. Head, slap up his, clap up his, wrap up his, get them. Diplomats are them for the girls in the say. Yeah, yeah. Now when they see Cam in it, they say damn. Santana's that, that squeeze hammers. Cannons and bandanas, glamours, we don't brandish. Glam at your man's canvas and scream with your man's landing. And I'm back with my. Until that man is vanished, and we're in the Grand Canyon. These kids are grandstanding. The man ransom over them dreams scrambling. Damn them, camera, blam, blam them. Call up is, I'm down south tanning. Mommy, I got the remedy. Tommy's up at the enemy. Homies and body, but now my body is feeling panicky. Killer and Cabo, we chillin' Morocco. For real, we got those chichillas, though I'm filled with them hollows, huh? It's the, I said it's the, I'm the.
Turn me up a little bit more. Yeah.
Short nigga, but my dick tall. What I told your bitch, dog. Only thug nigga, damn, it's a pitch ball. Dirty band bitches wanna suck my dick off. Pop a zany for a penny, get the hip floor. Run up in the shit raw. I got a girl, I ain't never got no fucking condom. If she caught me, then that bitch, I'd be pissed off. Real nigga shit. Berkey be my band all day. Probably with Marty RJ. Then my niggas from back in the day. Tarzan Nation when it's days. He probably the one with the cake. Front the Nila in his brain. Two shots to a bomber clock, man. Shabba ranks, let it go in your brain. Front, then he coming your way. Better send me dump, dump, then he coming your way. Dump when the bad man come. My youth don't run with me. Coop full of bad hoes. They all wanna come with me. You got a coop with a sad hoe. Cause she wanna come with me. Shabba,
shabba ranks. Shabba ranks. Eight gold rings like I'm Shabba ranks. Four gold chains like I'm Shabba ranks. One gold tooth like I'm Shabba ranks. Shabba ranks. Shabba ranks. Eight gold rings like I'm Shabba ranks. Two bad bitches like I'm Shabba ranks. One gold tooth like I'm Shabba ranks.
Skinny nigga, but my dick long. Pussy, my dick's off. Probably bumping R. Kelly, sipping crystal. So you know the whole world getting pissed off. I don't really give a fuck if you pissed off. I just bought a Mac 11 from the thrift store. Traded for my gold chain and my pistol. Shoot a rocket, make a motherfucker lift off.
Block will be mobbing all day. When niggas that shopping, they gay. They jobbing them jobbers to handle my problems. Cause niggas be plotting these days. But that Rory kinda fast though.
With a bad hoe.
She told me pump my brakes. You stuck for the sad hoe.
To all of my Dominican girls, them. All of my Caribbean girls, them. All my West Indian girls, them. I done fucked a million girls, them. With a little ting-a-ling-a-ling, school bell a ring. Hit her with my ding-a-ling-a-ling. Maybe run a train. Tell her that my niggas wanna bang. In a little brain. And she wanna hang with the gang with a nigga name.
Shabba. Shabba ranks. Shabba ranks. Eight gold rings like I'm Shabba ranks. Four gold chains like I'm Shabba ranks.
Last week, but today be a new day. Motherfuckers like Cavity.
Damn.
Cause the niggas be too fake. Walking this bitch with the new way.
All right.
looking like Luke Kane. With a blonde bitch that one is Luke Kane. Did she get the Batman like Bruce Wayne? Master Bruce.
I be mobbing with the heat. Tell my whole body to keep. I don't give a fuck what you see. My whole team like a parade.
Yeah.
Kobe got back to the heat. Illy, he smoking all day. Me and Rock run trains on a hoe. He be like, bitch, don't touch my braids. Top beats NBA. Putting producers in grave. Yim got a bottle of Henny. Going straight to the face. Time that's got a bad hoe. But she tryna come my way. But he got my last hoe. So shit, man, it's okay.
Shabba.
Shut, shabba ranks. Shut, shut, shabba ranks. Eight gold rings like I'm shut, shabba ranks. Four gold chains like I'm shut, shabba ranks. One gold tooth like I'm shut, shabba ranks. Shut, shabba ranks. Shut, shut, shabba ranks. Eight gold rings like I'm shut, shabba ranks. Two bad bitches like I'm shut, shabba ranks. One gold tooth like I'm shut, shabba ranks.
Shabba.
I play that shit every day. That's my shit. This is the Re-Up Radio Show. We out here checking everything out, getting everything together. Hey, what's going on, Miss Lady?
Yes, sir.
You know what? I'm sorry. I apologize. We never got an introduction from you, so I wanted to give you this time to introduce who you are. We didn't get that.
I know. The conversation was getting pretty good.
Yeah, but I was supposed to do that at the beginning. But, you know, know why it happened? Because you didn't say nothing when I first put you on. That's what happened.
Here you go. But, anyways, I'm Tara. How's everybody doing?
What's up? Bro, you online?
Hey.
All
right. Hey, what's going on, Daddy? You online?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm still here, man. I had to go catch a little action real quick.
I hear that.
You online?
Already?
Man, what? Listen, man. You two, listen, man. Let me tell you two cats something, man. Y'all is all, you know what? We ain't going to talk about that on radio.
What's that?
Man, y'all two, y'all need to listen. Bro, you need to pick up the phone and get it off speakerphone. Daddy, you need to pay attention. We on radio, man. People listen. Talking about that.
I'm talking about
yeah,
my cigarettes, man.
Yeah, we do. I know. Yeah.
Anyway. Yes.
I want to ask you something. Like, for real. Like, this is, I don't know. I really don't be caring, but I kind of do want to know since we're talking about lying. Do men lie a lot about, like, the size of their dick? Like, when you meet chicks, like, I mean, me, dude, it could have been a while ago. I don't know, like, how long you've been in a relationship or whatnot. But do a lot of men lie about that?
No.
Okay.
I think some men lie about is how good it is. I think they put on a little front. They lie about that.
But I'm saying that's...
I got this.
But see, once again, it's based on performance. The chicks before you might have liked the shit out of it. So that's what it's a build up. It's kind of like American Idol. I never used to know why people didn't know they was like couldn't sing because they go through a process and two other people that work for American Idol tell them that they can sing. So two, three, four other chicks tell them they the shit, and then they get to you, they think they know what they doing.
Well, shit, obviously not. And that's just some personal experience. I'm just personal for a second. That's just some personal experience.
I feel you.
So that's just one of the lies. Hey, talking about, is there any lies that a person told you where you just really wanted to fight? Like, lies make me want to fight. Like, when a person looks me in my face and lie, I be ready to fight. Like, I can't stand it. Don't sit in my face and lie. Like, you got to lie to me over text or over phone or something. You can't sit in my face and lie, and I know you lying.
Man, I hate when niggas sit up there and act like they your niggas and they ain't. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, I hate you and being in your face smiling, shaking your hand and shit.
Man. Hey, look, I'm going to put it out there. I got a... He ain't really my guy, but he my guy. He like that. He really don't like me. He don't like me whatsoever. He really, he ain't... I know he don't like me, but he just won't say it. I don't understand that. If you don't like me, just say you don't. You ain't got to shake my hand.
I don't think it's like that. Because
then
you can't, like that,
then you can't call him your guy, though. If he don't like you, and you know he don't like you.
You know,
that's
I don't call him. I don't even call him that. I don't call him nothing. We used to be cool. I'm going to tell you the long history of the shit. We used to be cool. But then, the nigga, he a rapper. He a local Milwaukee rapper. He made a song about me.
a diss song?
Listen, I didn't even know we was beefing. I was 17. So this beef been going on for a long time. So he go in the studio with another dude. They make a song about me. And I end up throwing him through the dude table. That's real shit. No bullshit. That's really what happened. I just didn't understand the song. Why you making songs about me? So, you know, we had our little fight, and I was done with it. And then we had a couple more fights, and I was done with it. You know what I'm saying? So,
you probably see that nigga when you see him again.
No, listen, bro. Hey, Scoop. He ain't never where he's supposed to be. So, this is real shit. This happened in, I said I was 17, so this shit happened in 2002 when the song and shit happened. So maybe 2007, I guess he felt some kind of way. Maybe he got older. Now niggas get older and they ain't gonna take bullshit no more. So I guess maybe he felt like he wanted to try again. So he was telling people we had fights, but he wouldn't tell them he'd tell them we had five fights and it was I won three and he won two type shit. I'm man, all right, dog, whatever. So we fought again.
Why is that y'all have to exaggerate? Y'all don't know how to let stuff go.
I don't even understand why people lie about shit like that. I'm a person, right. I'm in the fight person, I don't even talk about it no more. Because I don't care, it happened. You know what I'm saying? We grown men. You know what I'm saying? I don't be one of them both I beat his ass. I don't care nothing about that. You know what happened. We both know what happened. You know what I'm saying? So, but when you get your ass kicked, maybe you feel a certain type of way. So maybe 5 years passed and he felt like he could fight better. So we got in another fight. And it gets to the point where after the fight, the police pull up. We downtown. This is real shit. This is why I don't respect him. You ain't no man. He be running around he activist. If I said his name, y'all would know who he is. But I don't really want to do that type of shit. He know who I'm talking to him. He probably listening, so he know I'm talking to him. for real, that's what kind of nigga he is, man. For real, nigga really a fan. I don't no bullshit. He's really a fan. So he played an activist he smart role type shit. But long story short, we get in a fight. We fought for 30 minutes. Police pull up. Because he I ain't going to lie, he like a dog. He won't quit. So police pull up, and he just starts snitching on me. I've never pulled the gun out on him. We just fighting. There was no... He tell the police I had a gun. He tell the police... He just gets to yelling all kind of snitching ass shit. And I'm like, oh my God, this nigga crazy. But to this day, because we got mutual friends. He a mutual friend with my real live guy. This my guy. And, I'm not one of them people dog, if I don't fuck with him, you can't fuck with him. Niggas is grown type shit. So... I respect people's relationships, so they cool. They cool people. But the nigga would be we'd be all in the house, and when I come in, he'd be like, oh, what up? I'm like, okay. And then he'd be he'd say shit man, if ain't nobody cool, we cool. We done been through. And I'm like, okay. And then we sit around, we drink, we having drinks. We tell jokes about each other sometimes. That's just what we do. We men, nothing personal, nothing, we ain't talking about nobody. Mama's just funny ass shit. Never one time have I ever brung up me beating his ass. None of that. But he just get real personal about shit. We'll say you ain't got no bitches, and he just get mad. I don't play that shit. I'm grown. What the fuck? I'm just saying, man. We gotta be real, man. If you my guy, be my guy, bro. I don't fake with motherfuckers. If I don't fuck with you, if we see me and you say what up, I'm gonna say, but I'm not gonna go about my way. I'm not gonna shake your hand. None of that. None personal. We ain't cool. So I'm not finna do none of that. That's not my forte.
Yeah, I don't shake niggas because I don't fuck with. I give niggas fist bumps. That's as much as you can give.
What the hell is a fist bump?
You
man,
know the
dad.
The dad. Hey, you know, like, bro.
When was you born?
You know when I see you, bro. You know I shake your hand, pull you. You my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
You did. Exactly. That's good.
You know what I'm saying? That's my guy. I'm like, dog, like, he be trying to do that, but, like, you know we ain't cool like that. Why you be, I don't know. Is that female shit? Because that's the shit females do. Females kicking with each other knowing they don't like each other. Like, a female that don't
they
like
sure
you.
They sure do.
A female that
they
don't
sure
like
do.
You, they're kicking with you just so they can get a ride to the club.
Mm. I don't know nothing about all that, but
that's
I'm pretty
ugly.
Sure, I know, females is the,
y'all scandalous. Like no, not just saying you and not nobody personal, but man, as males, because you don't understand what, and it probably for you too. Because men, I done heard about some men talking down on niggas to women. Like I can't stand that. Don't talk. Like I don't even know we beefing. Like niggas be having.
Niggas gonna do that. And that's what I'm saying. Even though you were saying chicks are scandalous, you know what I'm saying. Women to be more loyal when it comes to shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a nigga real approach. Like his approach with a woman to be not trying to be who he really is or show her anything. Not even trying to cash her nothing. His whole approach would be like that nigga you fucking with ain't shit. He doing this and that. Like that'd be his approach to trying to get at her.
Yeah.
See, that's some hating. That's hating shit right there. Can't do
like
that.
They don't really do that though.
You
cannot
do that.
I don't know where I got it from. I can't even remember, but I know I heard it from since I was young, man. That's rule number one. Like, if you trying to shoot your shot at a chick that got a man, my thing is I don't want you to be thinking about your man while I'm talking to you, so I'm not going to bring him up.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to talk about that man at all because I don't want, like, I'm talking to you. I'm trying to get whatever I'm trying to get, sex, relationship, get you to whatever it is. I don't want you to think about dog. I'm not going to, oh, he ain't. Like, come on, man. I ain't got time for that. Like, who do, like, it be sounding like these niggas do research papers on these cats. Like, what you doing, man? You on a computer on Facebook. Like, man, he be talking to plenty chicks. Like, I don't know, man. People be really doing their research on other men, and I never understood
It's insecurity, fam. And that's where all of the lies come from in the first place. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't got knowledge of self and you don't know who you is and you don't know, you know what I'm saying, who you want to be or how you going to be this person, you start making up yourself of what you see around you in music videos, in these movies that we be watching, Friday, Scarface, shit like that. You making yourself of all these characters and you get so lost in the character that your lies become true. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know. It becomes one long story, and you keep remembering the lies and start flipping them and, you know what I'm saying, all of the goofiness. These people don't even be who they really is. They be careless.
Man, they don't listen. And then the bad part is
exactly.
About these cats growing up, they don't even know the real, like, not saying they real because, like I said, I don't kick it with these cats. But they don't latch on to the people that closely connect to them. Like, they be, like, big Gucci fan. Like, I like Gucci. But that's because that relate to me because – I know Gucci Man got straight A's. I got straight A's. I know Gucci Man went to college. I understand that. I know, you know what I'm saying? You got to know these things about these cats. These cats just be thinking these motherfuckers as dumb as they sound. Like, they don't be that, like, they don't be dumb like that. They just, they seem
nah,
dumb.
Nah, 2 Chainz, if you ever heard 2 Chainz talk this nigga sound, he sound more white than Obama, fam. This nigga
that's because
he went to college. On
everything. He's a real-life college. You know what I'm saying? Real life college student. Like, you know what I'm saying? These cats.
This nigga's a scholar.
Trapper of the year. Like, yeah, 4.0 scholar. Like, man, the man 42. Shit. I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? For real, he 42. Like, cats be like, man, they don't like, you know what I'm saying? You'll hear a nigga like, man, fuck these old. And then be listening to 2 Chainz. Like, that nigga, you know that nigga 42? All the cats that they love so much is old as shit. Future and Gucci Man 35 type shit. You know what I'm saying? So they don't understand what the fuck they be listening to. They see shit, but that's advertising. That's the same thing I say with TV. People think the shit don't matter. They do. What you see on TV, what you hear,
it's programming. That's programming. They
yeah,
turning
you
into what they want you to be.
Exactly. And I ain't gonna lie. I see some shit. They show some Nikes that's hot on TV right now. I'm gonna end this show and go get them motherfuckers.
You stupid.
No, man.
And you probably got like a million pair of shoes at home right now, but you still got to go cop the later shoes.
Man,
hey, man, we all guilty for materialism, but blacks are still up in prison.
Mike, you know, People smoke weed. I don't do drugs. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a drug person, but I don't knock nobody for doing it. I'm a shoe person. My habit, you know, costs a little bit more. But people got different habits. Like, you might Facebook.
Depending on
habit.
What you smoke it.
Yeah. Facebook is a habit. You know what I'm saying? I hate Facebook. I can't stand Facebook with a passion.
But you be on Facebook.
I can't get off of it. Like, I'm addicted. I done shut down my, you know how many times I done deactivated? Like, I done deactivated my page so much my Facebook fucked up. Like, it be saying that people who is my friend ain't my friend. Like, it don't show certain shit. Like, man, I can't stand Facebook, but I'm addicted. I'm nosy. I ain't gonna lie. I'm that motherfucker that my blinds would have been broke when I was little from looking outside if I wasn't outside, but I was actually outside, so I didn't have to look through the blinds. So I'm a nosy person. I'm curious. Like, I'm going to keep it real. You can call it, people call it insecurity, whatever people want to call it, but I'm dead serious. Like, and when I'm with a woman, but I tell you off the top, like, I don't like to pop up no secrets. I ain't going to change in 6 months. I'm going to be the same person. I let you know off top what I like, what I don't like. And then a lot of times I find out women be like, I guess they want a date. They think it's cool. They be like, oh, yeah, I want to. Okay. And then they find out, like, they thought I was playing or some shit. No, I be dead damn serious. Like, dog, you got niggas, you kicking with dudes. I ain't fucking with you. I told you that from the
beginning.
But see, then that's their fault because they knew what they was getting themselves into.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You be knowing it. Like,
no,
that.
It's just eventually re-up. Eventually, just one nigga to another, just keeping it real with you, kinfolk. Eventually, you're going to have to be vulnerable, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? If you ever want something that lasts, you know what I'm saying, anything that's, you know, greater than yourself, then, you know, eventually you're going to have to be vulnerable, G. You know what I mean? And that's all that is. It's a vulnerability. You know what I mean? And you don't get that to everybody. Don't get me wrong. You know what I'm saying? But trust is a mark. There ain't no love without trust, G.
Man,
you know what I'm saying? You got to trust them to some degree if it's genuine love, because love is unconditional, my nigga. You can't, that's a small condition to put on it, you know what I'm saying? But it's still a condition, because it's like, but what if she, you know what I'm saying? What if she never cheat on you, but you got a chick who ain't got no male friends that you know of, but she cheating on you at work? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's just, man, eventually, you know what I'm saying? You got to give in to some
of
that.
You got to put yourself out there sometimes.
Yeah, you can't get, you know what I'm saying, that genuine shit that you're looking for, if that's what you're looking for. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If you're looking for something a little longer term, you know what I'm saying, you got to start looking at things. If you do everything you always did, you're going to get what you always got.
Hell yeah, I feel you, because I ain't been with nobody since, man, listen, man, 2008 was when my last real relationship ended, before the one I'm in now. Like, I ain't been with nobody more than 3 months, man. I got a low tolerance for food. As soon as somebody do something, I be done. Like, I don't know if it's because I always had my own shit. Like, I have my own house. I do my own, you know what I'm saying? So I think I got a low tolerance for bullshit. As soon as a chick do something, I'm like, dog, I'm done. I ain't fucking with you.
I mean, motherfuckers just don't want to get hurt at the end of the day. That's why people cheat.
Right.
That's why people lie. People didn't been hurt so much from the kid up. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
The neighborhoods we grow up in, and, you know what I'm saying, the system around us, we be hurt so much by the time we adults that we don't believe shit. We can't believe shit. We can't believe that there ain't no loyal friends. There ain't no good men out there. There ain't good women out there. And it really just be, you know what I'm saying, we imprisoned by our parameters and the shit that go on around us that we can't trust nobody because people are distrustful.
Man, you ain't lying.
That's so true.
That's the one thing, though, I can honestly say, though, like, my friends, like, my cats that I, like, for real, I trust them to, you know what I'm saying, I trust them to the max. Like, my friends, I really do trust, like.
You didn't struggle with them, though. You know what I'm saying? You didn't struggle with them, though. How many of them is new?
All my guys, that's my guys, has been my guys for the last, I'm like, no, what, these ain't no child. I don't kick it with none of the cats I kicked it with as a child, because it ain't beneficial to me, and it's not where I'm trying to go. Them cats is in and out of jail. You know what I'm saying? I'm not kicking with them. I don't care how people feel about that. I don't kick it with cats. If you got to be, like, I'm the only cat that I know that's in and out of jail, and I be in and out of jail for stupid shit. And ain't nothing serious, like, you know what I'm saying, petty shit, and that's my attitude and whatever the case may be. But I don't kick it with those. I try not to kick, like, all my guys since, like, 2006, and my guys, man, I trust them. You know, I know how they going to act. I know what they, you know, I know what they going to do. They know how I am. And ain't too many people I can kick it with because I'm a certain type of way. Like, I don't respect a lot of cats. I don't think they men. It's a lot of shit that people do that I don't respect. And if I don't respect it, I'm one of them people I'm going to tell you. And I can't have sensitive friends. I can't even have friends that ain't, like, all my friends got to be niggas I know that's basically tough guys that ain't going to take no shit from me either. Like, I can't kick it with weak cats. Like, if you one of them niggas that just all do everything, man, I ain't with that. All the people in my circle, man, they got their own mind.
I don't like yes-man-ass niggas either. Yeah. Like, I don't want no nigga who's just going to be a yes-man around me, dog. You know what I'm saying? I need you to be your own nigga, fam. You know what I'm saying? I don't need you to be nobody else but yourself.
Like, I don't like sensitive cats. Like, man, you my guy. We don't talk for a minute. When I see you, we still cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't with none of them people. Man, you don't kick it with me no more. I ain't like, what the fuck is bro, we meet, bro. Like, I ain't got to kick it with. I got, you know what I'm saying? I got kids and I got a chick, bro. What you on? I ain't got to talk to you every day.
It's plenty other shit to do than talk to your ass. Niggas just be lonely. Get your lonely ass out of here. Man. Go find you a chick.
My hobby, man. Like,
that sounds kind of gay, though.
Yeah, it's borderline. You know what I'm saying?
People do men have a lot of female traits, and I think that's why a lot of women have picked up a lot of male traits.
Like, but you know, we raised by single mothers, fam. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, at the end of the day, it's very difficult for a young black boy to learn how to be a black man anywhere because the niggas in the streets ain't showing you how to be a man. They showing you how to be an adult boy. And then if your father ain't around to show you how to be a man, you got to look to your moms. And, if you got a bigger brother, like I said, he learned it from the niggas in the neighborhood. You know, even if you got a pops at home sometimes, you know, if he ain't on you strong enough, you would get influenced more by the men that you see in your community because you see more of them. You know what I'm saying? And you start to emulate what they do. We only do what we see done, fam.
And I'm glad I'm from where I'm from. I can't lie, man. The cats that I grew up around, man, was real 100% niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
I know where you grew up.
Yeah, you know. So, real 100% niggas. So, you know, it's like, man, you know, people faults and have faults. Everybody have faults. But I'm glad. My mom is who she is, man. We had our thing, man. But I'm thankful for her, man. She did enough. She did enough to get me through a lot of shit, man. But that's real shit, man. You definitely right, man. We do emulate what we see. And that's sad because, know what? I can't cut my TV on around my kids because everything on TV. And I'm not, like I said, I don't hate them. And I'm not, you call it what you want to. I just don't, I'm like, that homosexual shit, that don't work for me. Like, I can't stand it.
No.
For real, like.
That don't work for me either.
Our black, like, for real. And it's a lot of shit. Like I said, next week, I think that's what I'm going to talk about. And that's another subject I want to talk about. Like,
can I ask you a quick question about that, fam?
What's going on, bro? Right. Yeah.
Now this is something, you know what I'm saying, that it kind of blow my mind, you know what I'm saying, because I used to do it when I was a shorty. But why do niggas sag? Like, I don't like seeing niggas draws, dog. Like, I just started noticing that shit. Like, fam, I do not want to see your draws, fam. And it's, no, I'm not staring at your ass, but your fucking draws are showing, nigga. What's happening? Like, that shit is not cool, dog. And I'm not shitting on niggas or nothing, but it's just like, dog, man, we hooping, fam, and your drawers is showing right now. Like, you know what I'm saying? I like pennies, nigga. I like pennies. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to see no nigga draws, fam. What's the problem?
I'm going to keep it. I do. Like, not hooping.
We know where it's coming from, too. You know it comes from that fag shit. It comes from the fag shit.
It sure does.
It's letting niggas know that you're available for butt sex. That's what sagging is, G.
I'm going to keep it real. That's bullshit. I think that's a bunch. I'm just saying that because I
niggas just don't want to admit it, but that's where it came from, G.
I agree. Because what is the purpose? What is the purpose of you showing your damn bras?
I'm gonna tell you the purpose. I'm gonna really tell you the purpose of why people is and I'm not gonna go and say, oh well, he sagged this much, and I'm not gonna do that. I'm gonna tell you, it's a comfort
thing. It's style, man. It's hip hop culture, bro. Keep it real.
It's not style because most of the time it don't even look right. Like, we pull up our pants most of the time, so if it was a style, we'll make it. Like, it's not really a style. It's just comfort. A lot of pants, and I'm not trying to make excuses for why I do it. A lot of pants, the way they fit, they made by, you know, a lot of homosexuals are the designers and creators of pants. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And the way they design are to fit me in a certain type of way. If you a person who buy pants and buy clothes, if you notice, like, you know, all the designer type shit is more of a tight fit. I don't like that shit. I don't like big ass jeans, though. I'm not a big jeans wearer. But I don't want my pants tucked and tight on my ass. I'm not like that. I'm not that person. So therefore, I pull my pants. I do wear my pants slightly below my waist. That's just how I rock. Some people do it.
But
a little
bit.
But
no one's saying that you want to wear tight jeans.
Wear your pants slightly below your waist is not the same as having your ass out, my nigga.
Right.
That's for comfort. I'm talking about niggas sag with their whole ass out, nigga. That's not for comfort.
I'm not trying to separate what I do from them. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm not going like, oh, I do this. You know what I'm saying? No, I don't do the ass out thing. That's not my thing. That's not me. My pants is not below my ass.
I was just wanted to be clear with what I was referring to.
See,
you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying, but to me, I don't know. From some niggas, I don't know. But me, it's comfort. I don't like the way pants fit when they all the way up. And I'm not going to buy super big ass pants because, first of all, I don't like wearing belts. And I'm not going to wear big ass because I think when you wear big, dumb-ass baggy pants, it looks stupid, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
I agree. I just wear regular-sized pants with belts. Yeah. I rock belts.
But, you know, like I said, I'm a bigger nigga. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
I don't like pants. I don't like pants to be cuffed on my ass and all. I don't like that. So, yeah, I wear my pants below my waist because it's a comfort thing. And that whole inviting fat, I don't believe that. It may be where it came from, but I don't know if it's proof. You know, people just say that shit. People say a lot of things.
You know, people say what people tell them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just, you know, if you do your own research, you know what I'm saying, you will start seeing at what point it came into the – and that's why I say it's part of culture, because it came into the community through, you know what I'm saying, through jail and then through hip-hop. That's where people start seeing sagging at. You remember Criss Cross, nigga?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas used to wear their pants regular, fam. You know what I'm saying? Before the middle 90s, dog. And that's when niggas started sagging. And they say it came up out of there. You know, and I mean, this people didn't done studies on it. I just don't. And it's like, I mean, I'm just tired of seeing niggas draws.
Yeah, I feel you. I mean, it's always a respect thing because I don't like I feel what you're saying. But just like you, like, you know, when you talk about the people sagging and shit like that, I don't like hooping with niggas who don't wear no shirt. Like, I don't like that.
I feel you.
I don't want to be hooping with you and you sweaty as shit and rubbing all over me. I don't like that either. Put your fucking shirt on. You know what I'm saying? I don't like that. Like, you be at the park hooping and a nigga ain't got his shirt on. Like, your pants can be all the way the fuck up if you want them to be, but you ain't got no shirt on. Your sweaty ass body touching me, bro. I don't like that shit. Like, put your fucking shirt on. Like, I ain't with that. Like,
I hear you. You know, I hear you, but we hooping, so the sweat is going to be there. You know what I'm saying?
But, okay,
like, I don't necessarily trip about that because I'm not really a clothes wearer anyways. You know what I'm saying? Shit, nigga. People probably, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Man, shit, I would rather not have a shirt on if it felt good outside. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't want to just be rubbing up on niggas hooping and shit, so I feel you on that. But it just, I don't know, shit. That's a sport. It's a little different. It's hot, you know what I'm saying? Sweating. Shit, it's the summer, whatever, you know what I mean? But, like, it'd be cold outside where you should want something over your ass, you know what I'm saying? And
right.
Niggas would be freezing with their ass out on the bus stop like niggas, folks. Like, man, you freezing
and
right now. It's a problem.
As a woman, that is so unattractive.
But
that is,
for
like,
all
the most
women.
Unattractive thing. I don't get that. Mm-mm.
Hey, women don't care.
Some,
I mean, women,
some,
it might be unattractive,
women,
but you can still talk to a very attractive woman while you're sagging.
Yeah. Like, I done had chicks tell me, like, dog, pull up your pants type shit, but that don't stop them from talking.
Yeah.
Like, I'm still going to be a fresh nigga. That's my thing. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Whatever it is, whatever I'm wearing, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't, like, basketball shorts and shit, I don't sag those things. They comfortable. They made to be comfortable. So I don't need to sag those, but it's just cargoes. I don't really sag those either. They made to be comfortable, but jeans.
Sweatpants.
Yeah, sweatpants, I don't sag those either. Those made to be comfortable. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to buy them super big for them to be comfortable. Like, I wear Nike jogging suits and my shit all the way up. My shit be tied. Like, so, you know what I'm saying? So, for real. Like, I'm just keeping it real. It's a comfort thing for me. It's not no, like, I don't even see the fashion in. Like, I understand what he's talking about because I don't understand why your pants all the way at your knees. And then a lot of times it be like niggas with dingy boxers on, like. Your body,
man,
like,
damn. Thank you. Like, damn,
like,
dog. It really be a problem. Like, dog, you got a hole in your drawers and you sagging.
You done had them on a few days, bro. They, like, come on, man. Like, and that's not nobody being gay. That's just seeing some shit you see. Like, that ain't being gay.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's some shit that I don't want to see.
Yeah, but niggas ain't. But no, because people, a lot of people don't say nothing because they like they feel like somebody gonna call them gay. No, that's not gay. If I see a nigga ass naked running down the street, I done seen it. Like, damn, you gay, bro? I'm not gay because I seen it and said something, bro. Where the fuck is your clothes at, nigga? I didn't ask you to do this shit. So it's just like, man, my eyesight, man, I'm going to see everything my eyesight is. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. As long as I can see it, I'm going to look. I'm a looker. I'm going to look at everything. You know what I'm saying? But and I'm going to have an opinion on a lot of things. But a lot of people don't understand that opinions, man. I'm going to have an opinion on a lot of shit. This is life. I'm going to see some shit. Yeah. I don't like it. It's just my opinion. I'm not knocking you for doing it. You might take it offensive because you don't want to hear my opinion. But if you don't want to hear my opinion, then you don't want to be around me. Because if you do some shit, I'm going to talk about it. And that's all I need with every situation. I'm strong about my. I'm a person who's strong about my opinion. People might think I'm trying to change. I'm not trying to change what you're talking about. I'm never trying to change nobody's opinion. It's, if it's yours and you're strong in it, I'm not going to change it anyway. I just feel strong about what I. You know what I'm saying? So you can be all day. You can sit and I can sit for 20 hours and you can tell me anything. I'm like, damn, that shit makes sense. But I'm like, I still ain't. That shit don't. You know what I'm saying? I still ain't going to change how the fuck I feel. You know what I'm saying? Nigga can tell me and give valid points on why I shouldn't date dark-skinned chicks. Like, man, you should only fuck with light-skinned chicks. And all this shit can make sense. And I can listen, and I can be attentive, and he can make strong. And I'm still, I'm like, bro, okay, at the end of the day, I'm still going to fuck with dark-skinned chicks. You know what I'm saying? I can listen to other people's opinion if you cool. You know what I'm saying? We can debate. I like debate. I think more people should debate. And then what happens with debate is people on the outside come in and it's all your argument. Like, no, we're not arguing.
No. That's a lot of arguments.
Yeah, other people. Like, I'm not worried about the next person, what they saying. When I'm talking to you, I'm directly talking to you. So we can chop it up and I can have that sentiments and we can go on about that. But I'm going to play a couple more songs and then I'm going to let y'all, you know, if there's anything y'all want to talk about, anything y'all want to discuss for the last 8 minutes when the song's done playing, I'm going to let y'all go off and let the world know what y'all doing, what's going on in life, you know what I'm saying, and we're going to get back to it.
Yeah, we're going to stay trippy for life, man. Yeah, I'm about to take your girl. Check it.
Bounce. I'm about to throw a couple thousand. Bounce. I'm about to throw a couple thousand.
One, five, ten, 20. Work your way up to them big face, honey, just bounce.
Yes, sir. I'm about to throw a couple thousand.
I love the way she slow dance. She make me throw more bands. Grabbing ass with both hands. She in love with the dope man. She wanna be my main chick. I was thinking different. Clap that ass, light up blonde, baby, let's get ignorant. She strip for the G, great cash like Lee. She got double D's and ain't shit free. Came with my goons, but I'm leaving with a deal. With an ass like Serena and a face like a Leo. Red bone and some red bottle. She finished college, she a head doctor.
Yeah.
New drive, fresh out.
Rule y'all. My nigga Reef.
Got it, I see you.
Fresh out the pen, middle finger up, nigga, I don't give a fuck, and you know what y'all can suck. My dick just like bitches, hate on you, fuck niggas, picture me rolling, the feds all in my bed.
Cause I'm riding around, I'm getting it, see murder ain't no limit, when I started, I'm gon' finish, choppers out of windows, in it, all the out there with, cause we ain't leaving no witness, all my niggas minutes, all the ass niggas gon' get it, lay down, motherfucker, this is business, take your personal up, you snitchy, motherfucker, I see demons. You got the devil in me. And my evil is my genius. And his bones catching. I come for niggas inside of that prison. Y'all gonna have to come get me. And to get me means to kill me. And to kill me means that niggas dying with me. Feel me? Fuck the feds, whoever's listening. I know y'all niggas watching. But as long as I'm alive, who gon' stop me? A nigga humble got me. Give a fuck the niggas like me. But I guarantee you never meet another nigga like me. Not like me, I'm savage. Y'all niggas bitch black loudly. Ain't cause I eat pussy niggas say from around me. This nigga I'm
shout the pen, middle finger up, nigga, I don't give a fuck, and you know what y'all can suck. My dick just like bitches, hate on you, fuck niggas, picture me rolling, the feds all in my biz.
Cause I'm riding around your bitch, and your bitch talk real reckless, telling me about how niggas went sexy and how I need to fuck.
I'm about to go back.
to the bay. Rest in peace, man. All I do is talk, yay. In the club, got some bottles on replay. Try to break a record like a DJ. That's 150 bottles in one night. I get it, bitch, some act right. Act right, act right. Money don't fold, is it act right? Act right, act right. Nigga playing games, is it act right? I'm going, back, back to the bank. Rest in peace, Mac Dre. I'm a screen nigga, all I do is talk, yeah. Want me in your city, nigga, know they gon' pay. I ain't looking for a free throw, looking for a free throw. Cuban link chain on my nigga, weigh a kilo. Nigga just violated, pissed dirty to his T.O. On a real nigga scale, 1 to 10, you a 0. Damn, met a bad bitch, you a creole. On the west coast, bitch, you said you from the N.O. Act right, put your life change. Fuck a purse, you can get the last name. Real nigga shit, boy, I hate lame. All my niggas sell dope for gangbang. Me and Cash just to act right. Being in a foreign, you don't look right. In the club, got some bottles on replay. Try to break a record like a DJ. That's 150 bottles in one night. I get it, bitch, some act right. Act right, right, act right. Money don't fold, is it act right? Act right, act right. Nigga playing games, is it act right?
Stay all top, motherfucker, free boost. Riding in my Lamborghini with the dope man. Chicken game with the stamp, might be the shit. I got a rooster in my Rari, might be a bitch. I said I pull up to this bitch and that Aventador. Make a bitch pass out, straight hit the floor. I said I never seen a car like that before. And what's that thing thinking up? I said that's the door. I told YG I'ma go ride the whip. And you just hanging out the window, ghost ride the clip. I made my first $250,000 off the blow. He won a 9-piece chicken, took that to go. Now I'ma tell you like this, y'all motherfucker lit. Kilo all day, motherfucker, I'm tripping. If you run up on me, niggas thinking I'm slipping. Michael Jordan with a chopper, bet I hit you like dripping. Act right. In the club, got some bottles on replay. Trying to break a record like a DJ. That's 150 bottles in one night. I get it, bitch, some act right. Act right, act right. Money don't fold, is it act right? Act right, act right. Nigga playing games, is it act right?
Going, back. Back to the bank, rest in peace to myself. I'm a fly nigga, nigga, I take your hoe. I have to leave it, she bit me like Coco. The devil talking to me, but I don't hear him. Act like I'm deaf like Soto. Fuck you, fuck him, fuck them. Fuck my ex in the po-ho. 100 bottles in the club, no reason. Nigga start tripping, boom, bow, go fiend. Fendi on my shoes, Fendi on my belt. I'm in the Fendi store, I don't need help. Although that's staying like Trinidad. I went to high school with you, bitch, you been a rat. I don't got money problems, I got trust issues. Two things I gotta stay with, two tears.
In the club, got some bottles on replay.
Honey,
tryna break a record like a DJ. That's 150 bottles in one night. I get it, bitch, some act right. Act right, act right. Money don't fold, is it act right? Act right, act right.
Yeah, I had to do it for the street, home. Do right, get money, live life, home. Got young, YG, yeah, 5G, yeah.
Hey, yo, what's going on, man? That was Yo Gotti, Act Right. We on the line. We still got Tony Marley. We got Tierra. Tyra, I'm sorry if I'm messing up your name. So, bro, what you got going on in the streets, man? Let the people know, man. We got 5 minutes left for the show, man. I want to give this time to y'all. Thank y'all for stopping by, taking y'all time, talking on the show, giving y'all opinions. And what you got going on? I know you be doing a lot of shit, man. Let the people know, man, what's going on.
Already, well, coming up on the first and third Monday in October, we're gonna be on 48th and Nash at this building called the Body and Soul Healing Arts Center, doing Sankofa Study Circle. You know, black people getting together to take a historical look at text and analyze it in a way that we could build black power in our communities. Also, every Sunday we be in the hood just out showing love. You know, last Sunday we was out on 27th and Burleigh. A couple young men, you know, been slain over there. We're going to be on 20th and North at 6 o'clock. On Sunday, fam, just walking through the hood, you know, just letting people know we love them, fam. You know, there's been a lot of gun violence, you know what I'm saying. I want to dead end people actually lost his life the day before yesterday. Rest in peace, Corey. You know, it being ill, fam, in the middle, people dropping like doorknobs, fam. You know what I'm saying? So we need to bring it together. We're going to be out there in the hood showing people love it, seeing how we can bring it together, fam, you know. And that's going to be, again, Sunday at 6 o'clock on 20th and North. You know what I'm saying? This Occupy the Hood.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. You always doing something positive in the community. You know, when I'm in the city, I come out and support whatever it is. If I got to walk around, I actually should be there, man. The first.
Man, I appreciate it, fam. You always come out and support, man. I always appreciate you and, you know what I'm saying, Dead and everybody, you know, in Hampton, man. You know, that's where everything started for me anyways.
You know it, man. You know it. You know, so we always going to support, man. Just tell people how to hit you up, man, on Facebook, Twitter, whatever. All right,
man. You can look me up on Facebook. My name is Tony Marley, like Bob Marley. You know, so shoot me a friend request, inbox, whatever, you know what I'm saying. If it's anything I can do to help you in your hood, you know what I'm saying, definitely shoot me a line.
And that's what's up, man. Once again, thanks for calling, man. Thanks for using your time. I know you got a family, other things you could have been doing, so I'm definitely appreciative of that. And, man, whenever, just hit me up, man. Whenever you want to call the show, anything you want to get off your mind, just hit me up, man. It's every Friday, 9 o'clock, man. I'll be here. Your number is always accepted. Always push that button so the people can hear what you got to say. We go from there, man. Good looking, man. Good looking.
Already, fam. Law.
For sure. Miss Lady.
Yes, sir.
What's going on? Did I say your name? What is your, say your name again? I'm sorry. I mess up sometimes.
That's okay. It's Tara.
Okay. So anything you got, anything on your mind, anything you want to say, use this time, say whatever you want. You shout out to people. You know how black people like to shout out people. So anybody you want to shout out, you let all your people know after the show if they missed it, they didn't get to see it, if we didn't advertise it enough, they can download the show on iTunes, it's the re-up.
Yeah, first I just want to shout out all my friends. Thank y'all for listening. Keisha, Bianca, Tina, love y'all. Thank you for having me on your show. I have fun. This is my first time doing it. So I hope I represented for the ladies. So, ladies, I hope I did y'all justice. You know, call into the show. Good topic of today. So I hope to do this again. Thank you. Have
fun. No problem. Thank you a lot. Man, so we just, like I said, man, we're going to do this every week. Y'all growing with me. I'm growing with y'all. I'm actually going to let the show rock out with this new Drake, Pound Cake, Jay-Z. I'll holler at y'all next week, Friday, 9 a.m. Don't forget to download the show on iTunes after the show. This is the WFSO Radio Network. This is the Re-Up Radio Show. I'll holler.
Good God Almighty. Like back in the old days. You know, years ago, they had the A&R men to tell you what to play, how to play it, you know, whether it's disco or rock. But we just went in the studio and we did it. We had champagne in the studio, of course, you know, compliments of the company, and we just laid back and did it. So we hope you enjoy listening to this album half as much as we enjoy playing it for you, because we had a ball. Only real music's going to last. All that other bullshit is here today and gone tomorrow.
Talking women in vino. The contract like 91 Dan Marino. I swear this guy Michael Rapino's boosting my ego. Overly focused is far from the time to rest now. Debates growing about who they think is the best now. Took a while, got the jokers out of the deck now. I'm holding all the cards and niggas wanna play chess now. I hear you talking, say it twice so I know you meant it. Fuck it, I don't even tend it, they should know's in it. I'm authentic, real name, no gimmicks, no game, no scrimmage. I ain't playing with you niggas at all. My classmates, they went on to be chartered accountants or work with their parents. But thinking back on how they treated me, my high school reunion might be worth an appearance. Make everybody have to go through security clearance. Tables turn, bridges burn, you live and learn. With the ink, I could murder word of my nigga Irv. Yeah, I swear shit just started clicking, dog. You know it's real when you are who you think you are.
Everything around me.
For a minute. Am I cooking, huh? I mean, take a look at this, huh? Is this what happened in professional wrestling, huh?
Very cocky. A lot of charisma.
The most well-known, the best-looking, the best-dressed.
Custom-made clothes.
Gold around my neck, Rolex watch around my wrist. My shoes cost more than your house. Drive a Lincoln Continental, a Mercedes, a Rolls, own a Corvette, live in the biggest house on the biggest side of town.
Jet airplane.
And I got a limousine sitting out there a mile long with 25 women just dying for me to go. Woo!